Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, this is Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Katy Perry told Vogue magazine she was madly in love with John Mayer, but they couldn't be together because of that whole beautiful mind, tortured soul thing. Well, the two of them were very much together Monday night at the Friars Foundation Gala honoring Don Rickles.
Number four.
Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux have postponed their wedding. RadarOnline.com says they've learned the real reason behind it. It's because Justin hates living in L.A. and he wants to move back to New York City. But Jennifer refuses to go.
Number three.
Remember I told you yesterday Justin Bieber and his entourage were banned for life from that indoor skydiving place in Las Vegas? Well, I found out who a certain member of that entourage was. She is Jordan Ozuna. A source says she is a model slash cocktail waitress from Vegas. And she was sitting on Justin's lap, and they were kissing.
Number two.
Maybe he's met the baby by now, but as of last check, Rob Kardashian says he still has not met his niece, Northwest. But guess who has? Steve Wozniak. Yes, the guy who co-founded Apple. Apparently, he was Kanye's birthday present. He's really into technology, so Kim asked him to come out to the house and meet Kanye and the baby.
Number one.
Miley Cyrus is being a brat on Twitter. Her mom filed for divorce from her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, last week, and she tweeted about him not responding to texts and emails and said, "Would you like to talk like this?" She quickly deleted it. But this past Monday night, Miley was back on Twitter, basically accusing her dad of having an affair and threatening, "I'm giving you an hour to tell the truth or I'll tell it for you." She also attached a picture of a redheaded woman who apparently co-starred with Billy Ray in the Broadway musical Chicago last year. Well, the hour deadline passed, and Miley deleted that tweet. That's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.